What are some of the other TK inhibitors that have been tested in clinical settings, not just in breast cancer, but in other settings?
There are several others. Many of your listeners will be familiar with the Novartis compound PTK787, studied most heavily in colon cancer. We're doing a small study with that compound in combination with trastuzumab for patients with HER2-positive breast cancer that has just gotten started, so we don't have results thus far.
Now, when you described the mechanism of action of Sutent, it sounded a lot like the way PTK-ZK has been described.
Yes, they have very similar, though not completely overlapping, spectrum of the TKs that they inhibit. And there are actually several other drugs with other companies that have similar but not completely identical spectrums. One of them was the SU11248. The other one is the Bayer compound, now known as sorafenib. That has not been studied well in breast cancer at this point.
Again, in terms of mechanism of action, to what extent is that similar to Sutent?
Very similar spectrum, though the potencies and sort of the order of potencies of the tyrosine kinases that they inhibit are slightly different.
What about the side effects and toxicity profile of Sutent and the other TK inhibitors?
Very different than with bevacizumab as monotherapy. Bevacizumab as monotherapy causes essentially no myelosuppression, and there is myelosuppression with many of these TKIs, we assume because of their inhibition of wild-type c-KIT and inhibition of FLT3. They also do cause hypertension, which we've seen with almost every compound that has inhibited VEGF signaling in some way. And they've had some other toxicities that we're still trying to understand. So they've had some hand-foot syndrome that has seemed very similar to classical cytotoxic hand-foot syndrome, though often not nearly as severe. And they have had an unusual mouth pain syndrome that is very different than sort of typical cytotoxic mucositis. There's usually nothing to see. The oral mucosa looks perfectly normally, but patients will describe it as if their mouth is on fire or they've sipped something hot and their tongue is sensitive to changes in temperature or acidic foods for several days afterwards. For some patients, that was a minor annoyance. For some, it really became very limiting in what they could comfortably eat. We saw very minor versions of that in patients in the bevacizumab trial, but it's been much more pronounced in the trials with the tyrosine kinase inhibitors.